Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, Mario Cristobal heading back to Miami where he went to high school, where he played his college ball, and now will be the head coach for the U, the University of Miami, leaving Oregon with a vacancy. Man who covers the Ducks better than anybody else, Tyson Alger. The I-5 corridor. Kind enough to take a few minutes for us. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm feeling pretty great after that intro. Thanks, right? Buddy. How are you guys doing? How are you guys doing this afternoon?
Doing well, man. You know,
boring day though. I don't know what we'll talk about.
Not very many things going on at sports radio around here.
Yeah, I was on with Dirt and Sprague this morning and was disappointed that I didn't get a dive into Oregon's basketball game last night. I just figured that would be the main topic today. You know.
Well, you want 30 seconds now?
Well, no, I don't. I really don't.
AJ doesn't treat college basketball like the NBA, where she says every win in December is the equal to a win in March. All right, let's get into this, go, because you were on with Dirt and Sprague earlier this morning, but since then, you've been hard at work at the I-5 corridor, where if you do not, go there, subscribe, and you can get the latest on Ducks coaching search, because you caught up with a familiar face to the University of Oregon in Mike Bellotti. This is the interesting part, because now it's after so much stability from Rich Brooks to Mike Bellotti, you've had Chip, which wasn't here very long, Mark Helfrich even shorter, Willie Taggart even shorter than that, and Cristobal. It's kind of been a revolving door. How is this sitting with the guys like a Mike Bellotti who, you know, this was where they were for two decades?
Yeah, and that's basically what I wanted to ask him more than anything was, you know, he took over for Rich Brooks, who was here for decades, and Bellotti was head coach from 94 up through 2008. And then it's just been a constant shortage of guys since. And then he's frustrated by it. You know, he thinks that Oregon is a destination job, and he was a coach who was in a position that had multiple opportunities to leave for greener pastures while he was building that thing up. So I think it's kind of, there's certainly some disappointment there. And especially knowing that for much of his tenure and for kind of the people before him, there was so much continuity on his staff. I know he talks about losing offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators, but so much of that staff that was even up until Mark Helfrich's staff had been there for so long. And now it's just kind of a stop by on your way to a bigger job. So I think he definitely understands like why it's happening. It's obviously a much different sport than when he coached more than a decade ago. But it's definitely something that I think that he thinks is a little tough to see.
So for him watching the program go through this, what did he offer up a solution for how to change that pattern of coming in for a year or two or three and then moving on? Is there a character trait or a type of coach maybe that he thinks Oregon should go after?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think that anybody with Northwest or West Coast ties is going to be a plus. But, you know, the one thing, the one reason why Bilotti was such a good coach for as long as he was, is he was able to adapt. So while he's kind of disappointed by this, that, you know, the thing he did say was Oregon's priority should be just getting the best coach available right now. Like, there's too much talent on this Oregon roster to kind of take a step back and then say you're just going to rebuild the whole thing, because the Oregon's ready to win now. And with signing day coming up in a little bit more than a week, the biggest job is going to be reassuring all these players that Oregon is still going to be very competitive next season. And if that happens to be a coach that has ties to Oregon, that's great. But you know, there's not a whole lot of available coaches with those direct ties right now. You know, especially I expect much of Chris Paul's staff to follow him down to Miami. So it's not like there's like any internal candidates that are really just waving their hands saying that they're going to be the ones ready to take this thing over.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting question, is that, you know, how many guys do go with Mario Cristobal down to Miami? I mean, there's guys that they stick out to you right away, like Alex Mirabal, you know, Aaron Feld, guys that have come in more recently, like a Brian McClendon as a wide receivers coach. Who do you think goes?
Yeah, I think those are probably the most obvious names. I mean, I imagine Joe Salavea is probably going to stick around on the West Coast. You know, he's been a Pac-12 guy for most of his career. Ken Wilson and Jim Mastro, I wouldn't be surprised if they're being considered for the potential Nevada vacancy. You know, they've been on this coast for a while. So I think it's probably pretty easy to kind of look at their coaching staff and see, you know, what side of the country that they have really kind of based their careers in.
Now, the other thing that I adore about the conversation that you have with Mike Bilotti and the scenario that's being thrown our way as a possible little, you know, silver lining here. Could we get the Mike Bilotti, Bob Stoops Alamo Bowl?
He's open to it. He saw how much fun Stoops had on that press conference yesterday. You know, I think being a retired coach is probably pretty easy living when you don't have to go on the recruiting trail the next week. he's open to it. He's not calling up Rob Mullins and saying, like, let me do this job. But he told me basically if Oregon needs a figurehead out there so the other coaches can actually go about doing real work and filling this thing out with the new coaching staff and recruiting, he'd be more than happy to be on those sidelines.
Tyson, as the search begins, it's got to happen pretty quickly with signing day coming up. We've been asking this question to, you know, former players that AJ and I know. We've opened it up to our listeners as well as fans of the Oregon football program. What trait do you think is most important when hiring the next head coach at Oregon?
Sorry, what? Can you repeat that?
Which trait is the most important when hiring the next coach at Oregon?
Boy, that's a tough one. I'm not going to say loyalty, because ultimately it is a business on both ends. Mm-hmm. But I do think that somebody that does view this as, I mean, okay, trait number one, they can't be born in Florida. I think that's
a good starting point.
that's a good starting point. But I think other than that, the trait just has to be somebody that's balanced and understands how important both aspects of the game of college football are. And by that, I mean on-field coaching and recruiting. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can go back to a period where Oregon's just relying on an offense that's going to take advantage of three-star players and kind of not gimmick its way to ridiculous success, but just kind of game plan its way. I think that you do have to have the type of four stars and potential five star players if Oregon does want to go to, you know, that next level of reaching the playoff again. But, you know, as we saw multiple times throughout Chris Paul's tenure, you know, that doesn't always translate to what's happening on the football field. And we saw that two of the last 3 weeks against Utah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I obviously that's a pretty obvious answer by saying, oh, you want somebody who's good at both of those things. But I don't think that you want somebody as polarizing as this current staff was in those regards.
I think that's a good point. I think the balance there is something that has become more imperative, I guess, as we've moved forward, especially, I want to say almost with the rise of social media, because recruits can see what the other one is doing so much more often, it almost like you cannot ignore recruiting. It has to be huge, huge primary focus for this staff, which it certainly was for Mario Cristobal. But then you almost have to have somebody whose designated job is to just develop that, right? Is to just game plan and scheme and things like that. So knowing that, who, I mean, for you as someone who's covered the program, what are some of the names that sort of pop to mind?
Well, I mean, in just saying that, the main reason that comes up is Justin Wilcock. And I know that's not a name that that's really flashy for Oregon fans right now. And I've seen kind of the mood on Twitter towards his name. And I think a lot of that is just because Cal has been a good football team for the last 2 years. But I would also argue that no team in the country has had to go through what Cal has had to go through the last 2 years to be a competent football team. And Justin Wilcox is a good on-field coach, and his recruiting classes at Cal have been better than what they should be considering the circumstances of trying to play football in Berkeley right now. So, I think that's a guy who's certainly going to get a look. Like, he deserves to get a look if he wants it. But also, I mean, if Oregon was ready to pay $7.5 million a year to somebody, like, that's going to open up a lot more doors for them than any other time that they've done this coaching search. So I expect some guys with local names to be considered, and I also expect them to go after the biggest fish as possible, because that's the type of money they're throwing around.
With all the extensions that have been put out there in this coaching cycle, I mean, you know, James Franklin's off the table, Mel Tucker's off the table, you know, all these guys have been just cashing in with these 10-year extensions. Who do you think the biggest fish that is feasible for Oregon to land? Is it Dave Aranda?
I think so. I mean, he's done a great job with that program. He kind of fits the bill of, I mean, that, I guess the worry there is he kind of fits the bill as another up and comer who's ready to kind of establish themselves on a higher tiered program. I don't know, you know, what his intention, I mean, what his goals would be, and whether or not that this would be a place that he'd want to stay for more than 3 to 4 years. But, you know, then again, if Oregon can continually show that despite coaching turnover, it can still pump out conference championships and recruiting classes and all that, like, it's a pain in the butt now. But I do think that this program creates the success a lot more. It deserves a lot more credit for creating the success than the coach has gotten over the last 4 years. I think there's been so much of, you know, Cristobal brought this thing from the ashes of the Pac-12 and reshaped it and did all that. And he did a really good job. Like, credit to him. He won 35 games in 4 years. He won a Rose Bowl and conference championships and all that. But, like, Oregon had one bad year. Like, it's he did it with Justin Herbert at quarterback. Like, there were a lot of things that went his direction. And if you look at the success that, like, every Oregon coaching staff has had for the last, since Bilotti, everyone has a winning record. And the only time that people have left is either to go on to bigger jobs like Taggart or him, or they fired Helfrich after one bad year. So I think Oregon's a pretty stable program, even despite all of this coaching turnover the last decade.
Tyson, I always appreciate you taking the time to join us, and check out his work, The I-5 Corridor. Go sign up, subscribe. It's a really good read, a fun read with Mike Bilotti on kind of how we got here. And big game Bob and Bilotti going at it again in a bowl game would be awesome.
Let's go.
Just hope it doesn't end on an onside kick.
Yeah, let's just have something fun. I think we deserve that. So.
Exactly.
Tyson, always appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.